而家读经嘅时间。
At this time, we have a scripture reading.
今日宣读嘅经文系喺希伯来书第十一章第六节、十七至十九节，同埋廿四至廿九节。
Today's reading will be from the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 6, 17 to 19, 24 to 29.
我哋一齐用中文读，而之后英文读出。
We read together in Cantonese and then English.
系希伯来书第十一章第六节，我哋一齐去读。人非有信，就不能得神的喜悦，因为得到神面前来的，必须信有神，且信他的赏赐那寻求他的人。亚伯拉罕因着信，被试验的时候，就把自牺撒献上，这便是那欢喜领受应许的，将自己独生的儿子献上。论到这儿子，曾有话说，从以撒生的才要称为你的后裔。他以为神还能叫人从死里复活，他也仿佛从死中得回他的儿子回来。摩西因着信长大了，就不肯称为法老儿女的子，他宁可和神的百姓同受痛苦，也不愿意暂受众中的之乐。他因看基督受的凌辱，比埃及的财物更宝贵，因他想望所要得的赏赐。他因着信就离开埃及，不怕王怒，因为他恒心忍耐，如同看见那不能看见的主。他因着信就守逾越节，行洒血的礼，免得那灭长子的临近以色列人。因民他着信过红海如行干地，埃及人试着要过去，就被吞灭了。
Let's read this together. And without faith, it is impossible to please him, for whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promise was in the act of offering up his only son, of whom it was said, through Isaac shall your offspring be named.He considered that God was able to even to raise him from the dead, from which, figuratively speaking, he did receive him back. By faith, Moses, when he was grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to be mistreated with the people of God than to enjoy the fleeting pleasure of sin. He considered the reproach of Christ greater wealth than the treasure of Egypt,For he was looking to the reward. By faith he left Egypt, not being afraid of the anger of the king, for he endured to see him who is invisible. By faith he kept the Passover and sprinkled the blood, so that the destroyer of the firstborn might not touch them. By faith the people crossed the Red Sea as on dry land, but the Egyptians, they attempted to do the same, were drowned.
其实祝福读嘅同听佢话语嘅人。
May God bless the reading and hearing of His word。
今日嘅题目系信心，题目先话系正道。
Today's message, faith, by Pastor Wilson。
Good morning on this blustery day。
大家早晨。
As you could see, the outline should be for you on the first slide. We're going to look at what is faith.What does it look like, and who is the object?
So, 今天嘅早上，我哋就会睇就究竟乜嘢叫信心？究竟信心系点样嘅咧？同埋，究竟信心系指住系边一位咧
？Can hit slide two. Thanks so much. Verse six that you've just read is up there again. The source of my faith is not explanation; it's revelation.
信心其实唔系话一个系一个解释，而其实一个显现。
You see, faith.Is a response to what? God's revealing, God's revelation.
其实信心就系话我哋内心入边对神嘅启示，我哋嘅回应。
You know, in some ways, faith is pretty simple.
但睇落去其實信心係好似好簡單。
It believes that God exists and that obeying Him, following Him is worth it.
信心其實好似好簡單，就係話信心就係我相信神嘅存在，同埋我哋去相信，我哋去遵守佢嘅誡命。
And that's explained in Hebrews 6, right? Believing that He exists means that you believe that God is as God has revealed Himself.
信心就係第六節都講，就話我哋就係相信佢，就係佢自己去顯現俾我哋知道。
I didn't put verse 6 up there on the slide there. Yeah, if you could head back, Caleb, to slide 6, to verse 6, and without faith it is impossible to please him. For whoever would draw near to God, and here's the phrase, must believe that he exists, and he rewards those who seek.
所以第六節嗰度講就話，人非有信就不能得見神的喜悅，因為到神面前來的人必信有神，且信他的賞賜那尋求他的人。
Now, where people scratch their heads is that little phrase that he exists.
但好多人咧就喺度拗曬頭，就喺度諗，究竟佢講咩意思啊？佢嘅存在。
And many of you might have some questions concerning that, and I meet a lot of people who do.
我講就話，真係好多人其實好似唔能夠明白究竟咩個佢嘅存在。
They ask me, how do you know he exists?
人會問牧師就話，你點能夠證明佢嘅存在咧
？And if you just read the text on a cursory level, it seems wrongfully so. It seems that Hebrews is just saying you just make boom leap in the dark.
意思即係話係咪又即係話喺個黑暗當中，你就係憑一個嘅信心就好盲摸摸嘅就相信怎麼行呢
？You know what I mean? Well, I just believe God exists and no evidence. I just believe.
係咪就話好盲摸摸咁樣就話總之我就信就係信啦咁樣
？You're misunderstanding the phrase.
但其實我哋係錯誤嘅瞭解。
That he exists. You know what it's saying? Believing that he exists means you believe that God is as he has revealed himself.
你相信他的存在，就是你相信他去向你的显示，而你是相信他的说话。
And the Bible goes on and explains all the forums where God reveals himself, which is everywhere.
其實在聖經裏面，如果你看的時候，就是聖經裏面講到很多，就是很多地方，就是說他自己去跟人去顯現。
See, the Bible never sets out to prove God philosophically. There's no book in the Bible called the Five Arguments to God.
這個聖經不是其實說在哲學上 去證明了神的存在，不是說有五點的應該我們去明白神的應該什麼什麼。
But if you appreciate literature artfully,The Bible explains, just points to you the places that God is speaking. And so my question to you is this, do you recognize the voice of God around the world?
其實聖經裏面很多不同的章節的地方是其實直指著神的存在。究竟我想就問你一件事，就是究竟你能夠去明白，去了解到，就是說其實神的聲音的說話呢？
GodReveals himself in all things.
其實神已經向佢自去用自己去顯現俾你知道。
Okay, we can hit slide 2 and then 3, because the translation is on that. Psalm 19:1 is very instructive to us. You hear God's voice in creation.
其實聖經裡面講就話喺個詩篇第十九章第一節講就話，諸天述説神的榮耀，穹蒼傳揚他的手段。
The heavens declare that the glory of God, the skies proclaim the work of his hands. God, the creator of all, speaks through his creation.
就是说这个天上地下所有的事，所有的事，这个地上是直指着神的存在。
Now don't misunderstand me. It's not an audible voice.
就是说不要去误解，我不是说话，你真的是耳朵能够听到神的声音。
The scripture is pretty clear. Creation declares...His glory through all the earth, and the words of its maker are heard around the world.
呢個係一個比喻式，就話我哋透過呢個世界嘅創造，我睇到呢個天地，我能夠睇到神嘅存在。
You can't hide from it. There's no place on earth where this voice is not heard.
啊，我哋冇一個地方，呢個世界，我哋唔能夠睇到神嘅存在，聽到神嘅呢個聲音。
Again, let me say this. So it's not an audible voice. If you're hearing voices, I respectfully point you to see your health professional.
Really. 我聽到神的聲音是一個比喻法, 就是說, 就是用到這個世界的存在去看到神的創造，看到神的存在。
But when you hear the voice of God in creation, you know that God is behind the beauty. He's behind the goodness.
我就說我們看到這個世界的創造，就看到這個背後神的存在。
Again, faith is not blind. It's not a leap in the dark.
所以說信心不是說只是一個很簡單的，我們在黑暗當中就說我們去走一步。
Hearing his voice means you sense you're inclined, the core of your being, your heart, is inclined to believe. He's there.
就是我們相信，就是內心裡面，我們相信神的存在。
And you hear that voice of God that way in your guilt.
我如果真的能夠這樣去看到神的存在，聽到神的聲音，就透過神的創造，這就是我們內心裡面的罪。
No matter how you try to erase that word, S-I-N, you try to erase it, get it away, get it away. You can't erase it. You can't substitute terms for it. You cannot.
我內心裡面的罪疚感，我們不能夠的，很簡單的，就抹去，抹去算數。
And of course, sin has varying nuances in the Bible to explain. Really, the gist of it is ignoring God. He's irrelevant.
罪的意思在聖經講得很清楚，就是說我們不相信神，我們去不理會神的意思。
Right? Sin is ignoring God, thinking that I don't need him. I have money. Who needs prayer?
就說，哎，我自己有錢，我自己行，我不需要神啊。
Money's faster, right? Quicker to get what I want. Why pray?
錢能夠幫助我去解決很多問題，幫我很快的解決問題，我不需要去祈禱，我不需要神。
Of course, there are some obvious outright examples of sin, like just disobeying what God says, right?
即是神都說，罪就是說，我們不相信，我們不跟隨神的旨意。
You have a conscience. It's disturbed when you go against the living God.
但其實我們內心裡面有一個罪疚感，就是說，當我們去對抗神的時候。
And that's why our world tries to erase the word. We don't like that. We abhor that word.
所以我們內心裡面，我們有時掙扎，就是說，我們不相信神。
And we try to remove it from the vernacular of our very lives.
所以我們不想去跟隨神的內心裡面。
Because we say in our society today, in the modern world, we determine what's right and what's wrong.
因為這個世界上的當中，這個社會告訴我們，是我自己去決定我走那一步，我自己決定哪樣東西是好。
And as long as you don't impinge on my rights, it's okay, good, do what you want.
所以說，如果你想做什麼，你就去做，總之你不要搞到我就行了。
And the world's thinking is that to appease the guilty conscience, there's nothing wrong with this, what I do.
所以就說，在這個世界上，這個社會覺得就說，總之你不要侵犯我的權，你做什麼都是可以的。
And that's why Jesus summarized the law like this. Love God wholeheartedly, always, and love your neighbor as yourself.
耶穌基督都是很清楚地說，神的愛是什麼，就是說我們要盡心、盡意、盡力地去愛主我們的神，也去愛我們的鄰舍。
You can't do that, and you won't do that.
我們自己內心裡面，其實我們不能夠去這樣做，也都是不想去這樣做。
You and I, human beings, ordinary human beings, right? We adamantly resist submitting to the law of God.
我們自己本性的，我們是不想去這樣去愛神，也都不想這樣去愛我們的鄰舍。
And the fact that our hearts feel like, hey, there's something wrong here. There's something wrong. That I've broken something, some law that I have to give an account to. That's strong evidence that there is a lawgiver, that there is a living God.
雖然你自己本身裡面，你不想去這樣做，去愛神，也不想這樣去愛人，但其實你內心裡面覺得有罪疚感，為什麼我不能夠去這樣去做，就是你覺得就是說，其實原來你這樣的感覺到你這樣的罪疚感的時候，就是說你知道，其實世界上當中是有一個的神，這個律法的存在。
And so no matter how hard you try, no matter how sophisticated you try, you can't shake the guilt, you can't.
所以无论你点样去做都好，你唔能够去将呢个罪疚感，你去攞走喺你内心入边。
It bothers you. It gnaws after you.
你觉得呢内心感咧就哎呀，翳住喺你心入边，好唔舒服。
Because you don't want to learn and submit and follow the Christ of God.
因为我哋自己内心入边唔想去跟从去爱耶神。
Not only all that that God reveals Himself there, but you sense His presence in the longing for eternity in your very hearts.
但其實我內心入邊，我哋好想嘅去感受到神依個嘅存在，佢依個嘅永恆。
And that's revealed. That truth is revealed in so many different ways in life.
其實喺內心入邊，喺依個世界上當中，依個生命當中，我哋睇到。
One is we avoid. We don't touch.The area of death. We just say, oh, it's part of the circle of life. You know, it's the way it is.
好似话我哋人唔中意去讲死亡，因为咧死亡呢样嘢我哋唔想去讲。
Or maybe you're in a culture that thinks it's superstitious. Don't touch that area at all.
或者系我哋嘅文化入边嘅背景入讲就话，诶唔好讲死呢样嘢。
You know why?
点解咧
？Eternity is in your heart.
因为我哋唔想去讲，因为咧，我哋就话，当我哋讲死亡嘅时候，就系我哋要直接去睇到呢个永恒嘅意思。
The transcendence of the living God is there. You know that also in romantic love.
神嘅呢个永恒就喺呢个当中嘅睇到。
Deep down in you, you realize there's an ache. I need something. I want to find something.
喺我内心入边，我哋好想去爱一啲嘅嘢。
And you know, we human beings, we see glimmers of it. You know, when we're loved, we love it. We love that feeling.
我哋每人都中意去爱一啲嘅嘢。
But like any glimpse of goodness, it fades away.
但好多嘢，我哋所喜爱嘅，我哋所中意嘅，其实唔系长久，会系终一日嘅会消失。
You know, so much I can unpack here with this. I don't have the time. But you sense the experience of something wonderful, beautiful.For example, in music or art.
例子就話，譬如話，我聽到一啲好好聽嘅歌，或者睇到一件好靚嘅雕塑品，係好靚，你好喜歡。
Or why do you spend all that money on vacation? A cabin by a beautiful lake. Why?
點解人會中意係用好多嘅錢去享受去一啲好靚嘅地方去睇咧
？Because you want to take it in the beauty, the glory of it.
因为你就系想去睇到嗰啲靓嘅地方，去自己去欣赏。
But it soon disappears, back to work.
但好快嘅，当你完咗你哋嘅旅行之后，翻到嚟翻工嘅时候，就觉得啊，你所见到嘅嘢好快已经唔记得咗啦。
But the core of your being knows there's some delight there that I want, I crave for, I can't get.
但是就话我内心入边，我哋好想嘅系去追求翻一啲我哋好中意见到嘅靓嘅嘢，我哋所喜爱嘅嘢。
You also sense the existence of God in the gratitude you feel in the happiness of moments like a wedding。
或者譬如话，我哋内心入边好想去得到一啲嘅快乐，譬如话喺当中入边，譬如俾个例子，一个结婚。
I love what C.S. Lewis says.He says that atheists have the problem of feeling profoundly grateful in their happiest moments and then not knowing who to thank.
但 C.S. Lewis 个作者就讲就话无神论者嘅人咧，佢哋好困难嘅去有去喜爱或者去多谢一啲嘅嘢。点解？因为佢哋唔知道向边一个去多谢。
And with all that being said, of course, you hear the voice in the Bible as the Holy Spirit.Of God illumines your mind with the truth of God's word.
但系圣经入边当中嘅话语系能够去用圣灵去帮助我哋去了解到神嘅意嘅真理。
You see, the greatest act of God's mercy can give you what He could give you is to open your eyes, your spiritual eyes.
而圣经嘅一个特别嘅就系话，佢嘅神嘅怜悯就帮助我哋开我哋嘅眼去睇到神嘅存在。
Because faith is a response, as I said, to the revelation of the living God.
头先我讲嘅就系话，信心就系话我哋对呢一个嘅神嘅显示嘅回应。
Faith takes God at His word and believes He is as He reveals Himself to us.
聖經就係幫助我哋去了解神入邊當中嘅話語，同埋去相信佢係佢自己去顯示俾我哋知。
Maybe you're reluctant to accept that.
可能我哋覺得，點解我哋真係要去信呢？
You know, I've heard so often, but Wilson, I have such a hard time believing.
有啲人會同牧師講就話，我真係有困難，我真係好難去信你所講嘅嘢。
There are so many hard questions that I need answered.
喺聖經入邊當中有好多好難嘅問題，我都仲未解決到。
Give you just a small sampling. Why is this happening to me? Why is this event happening to me in my life?
我哋会睇就话，诶，点解呢啲咁嘅事喺我生命当中会发生
？If God loves me, what about that? What about this thing?
如果神系真系爱我嘅，点解呢啲事会发生喺呢度？点解发生会喺嗰度咧
？And also, you talk about this morality stuff in the Bible. I don't get it.
啊，牧师你所讲嘅咩道德呢啲观念，我都唔明你讲乜。
And why is there a hell?
點解需有呢個嘅地獄嘅存在
？Obviously, you know, in 20 minutes, because it's 20 minutes that I speak, 20 minutes he speaks, you're not going to answer those questions now, right?
啊，我哋因為時間關係，我哋唔能夠完全嘅去講解呢啲嘅問題。
But I would welcome maybe a breakfast or a cup of coffee, lunch maybe. I'll talk to you about faith.
如果你願意嘅，你都可以揾牧師，可能牧師會請你飲早餐啊。去同你講解
，you treat right.
Yeah, I don't have deep pockets, but you like McDonald's? Dollar menu. You lost. You know. Yeah, I lose my concentration. You know, you make these jokes, right? I love Ken. Right? You know, I could certainly meet with you to talk about that.
啊，聖經入邊其實講到好多嘅事。
But what I hope.For you to see now, and Caleb, if you hit slide 3, is that you sense the reality of God deep inside you.
但其實我最想你睇到就係話喺你嘅內心入邊係有一處，其實你知道神嘅存在。
You see, we're in denial of that. The book of Romans in the New Testament tells us that all of us suppress the truths of God.
其實羅馬書講就話我哋內心入邊好多時嘅我自己去壓抑我哋自己，我哋唔想去神知道神嘅存在。
And you shouldn't feel bad if you have a lot of questions, because I have a lot of questions for God too.
既然你有好多問題，覺得有多嘢好似唔能夠了解嘅，你唔應該覺得唔啱，因為牧師自己都有好多嘅問題。
In fact, the people that the author of Hebrews is writing to, who are going through a tough time in their lives, have questions.
而當時呢個嚟希伯來書嘅作者，佢當時佢講嘅時候，佢入邊當時嘅教會或者佢自己都有好多嘅問題。
In fact, if you're a Christian, you know Hebrews 11, because it's the great heroes of the Christian faith chapter. You know that even the heroes of the faith have questions.
如果你真係有睇過希伯來書嘅時候，你會知道其實就算喺聖經入面當中，就算幾叻嘅人都會喺內心入邊有一個掙扎有問題。
But what we Christians all have.Is Jesus.
但我哋知道就话，我哋每个基督徒，我哋内心入边有耶稣基督。
And every Christian recognizes His voice as God's voice.
而我哋每一个基督徒都会系去知道，去认清楚一个声音，我所听到嘅系耶稣基督。
We might not understand everything about Him.
我哋可能唔能够明白佢所讲嘅所有一切。
We might not understand His plan for our lives.
我哋可能唔能够明白神俾我嘅计划。
But we trust Him.
但我哋相信佢。
Because we know and recognize His voice.
因为我哋
He is God.
因为我哋相信佢嘅声音，我哋相信佢喺我哋心中嘅计划。
Jesus is fully God and fully man.
耶稣基督是完全的人，也是完全的神。
And Christians embrace that and trust that and want the world to know that.
而我作为基督徒的，我们相信这件事，也都是相信我们这个世界是应该去认清这件事。
A famous church father, Anselm, said the Christian experience is, quote, faith seeking understanding.
一位很出名的牧师也说了，就是我们作为基督徒的生命，就好像我们凭着信心的去寻求，我们去明白。
And whatThat church father means is I want to understand. And every once in a while, I get a flash of insight and I do understand.
意思即係話，我哋作為基督徒嘅，我哋希望嘅，我哋能夠去感受到，去明白神俾我哋嘅意思。
But in the meantime, where I can't understand, I hold on to what God has revealed about Himself.
但若然有時候我真係唔能夠明白嘅時候，我仍然嘅都能夠揸緊，我哋相信佢係邊一位。
And God is merciful and just.At the same time,
我哋就话相信呢个神就系有一个怜悯嘅，亦都系有公义嘅神。
Now, what does faith look like?
咁究竟信心系点？睇落去系点样嘅咧？系咩嚟嘅咧
？Gonna have to be brief here, but let's look at a couple of people in the text. I picked out only two, and you probably know who I picked out: Abraham and Moses, right?
咁我哋会睇两个圣经面当中嘅人物，就系话我哋睇亚伯拉罕同埋摩西。
And as you can see, right up there again, I'll read 17 again, 11, 17. By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises was in the act of offering up his only son, of whom it was said, through Isaac shall your offspring be named. He considered that God was able even to raise him from the dead, from which, figuratively speaking, he did receive him back.
咁就话呢个头先刚才所读嘅第十七至十九节，就话亚伯拉罕因着信被试验的时候，就把以撒献上，这便是那喜欢喜领受应许的，将自己独生的儿子献上。论到这儿子，曾有话说，从以撒生才要称为你的后裔。十九节，他以为神还能叫人从死里复活。他也仿佛从死中得回他的儿子来。
Moses mentioned in verses 27 and 29, again for the sake of time, I'm going to read just one verse, verse 28. It says there, by faith he kept the Passover and sprinkled the blood so that the destroyer of the firstborn might not touch them.
而摩西嘅，我哋喺第二十八节嗰度睇就话，他因着信就守逾越节，行洒血的礼，免得那灭长子的临近以色列人。
Right, the obvious truth here is faith is action. That's what you see. Abraham, Moses, they took action in their life concerning faith.
究竟信心好似系乜嘢咧？其实好清楚讲就话，信心系边当中系有行为。
But for the rest of the time, I want to focus on.The faith of Abraham and Moses, but I want to focus on the object of their faith.
我哋用時間會睇究竟依個亞伯拉罕同埋摩西入邊嘅信心，但我更加係想去睇就係話，究竟佢所有信心嘅係放於係基於係乜嘢咧
？Right, who is the object of their faith?
佢哋所信嘅信心，佢哋係放喺個信心喺邊一位度咧
？You see, from the briefs little verses that you've just read and seen about Abraham and Moses, they're both trying to figure out how God was going to accomplish what he promised his people.
究竟当中问题就是说，究竟其实摩西和亚伯拉罕他们想去的明白就是说，究竟在这个事件发生当中，神怎样在当中去介入去帮助他们呢？
If you're familiar with the Bible, you know that God promised the Israelites deliverance, rescue, restoration, redemption.
所以如果你熟悉呢個聖經嘅時候，你知都睇到就係話，究竟神當時都係去應許以色列人就話當中入邊有拯救同埋救贖。
Or in short, God was going to lead them home。
亦都話神會將佢哋從呢個被掳嘅地方會帶翻佢哋屋企。
And so the question they had in their minds was, how was God going to do that? How was God ultimately going to do that?
所以佢哋內心入邊當時以色列人就話，究竟神點能夠去幫助佢哋咧
？Caleb's like four. Notice Caleb's. It's like four. Okay.Notice one of the commonalities between the verses between Abraham and Moses' faith.
其實你當佢睇嘅時候，喺個摩西同埋亞伯拉罕佢哋嘅信心入邊當中係有一個共通點。
Did you pick that out? What are the similarities?
入邊當中有咩共通點咧
？They both talk about the shedding of blood as an appeasement to the wrath of God against sin.
入边当中嘅同一点就系话，当中入边发生嘅事有就话有洒血，去能够去解决，去安抚咗神呢个嘅对人嘅愤怒。
Now some of you remember the story of Abraham in the Old Testament。
原来你睇呢个亚伯拉罕嘅时候
Abraham, God had come to Abraham and said, I want you to offer up Isaac, your son of promise, as a burnt offering.
神跟阿伯拉罕讲就话， 我想你去将你的应许的儿子， 这个以撒去献上这个燔祭。
Now, of course, we saw the premise faith as action. This is shown very clearly in the text. Abraham did. He didn't complain to God that God was being unjust in his request.
当你看这个故事当中，就看到阿伯拉罕他没有埋怨神是不是不公平。 他很愿意的去跟随神去将以撒去献上。
Because Abraham had good enough theology to know that.
因为阿伯拉罕他自己都很清楚神的说话。
He knew he transgressed against God. He knew he was a sinner. He didn't obey God perfectly.
他自己都知道他自己是一个罪人，他没有跟随神的意思。
And he even knew his son Isaac, young Isaac, was a sinner.
他自己都知道他自己儿子以撒都是一个罪人。
And he knew God is not unjust to ever demand anyone's life.
亦都很清楚知道，就话神一个好公平嘅神，唔会话去好唔公平嘅时间去攞个人嘅生命。
So God is, he concluded, God is not unjust to demand Isaac's life. God is the source of life, the giver of life. Therefore, he can take life.
所以他会知道就说神是一个给生命的神，神是有他的计划，神是不会不公平的去拿人的生命，所以神一定有个方法去解决。
And so as you can see up on the screen there, Abraham was not struggling with whether God had the right to be just.
所以睇你话语当中入边睇到就话阿伯拉罕唔系话佢挣扎嘅当中就话究竟神系咪有呢个权去攞走以撒咧？
But he knew that. He knew God would be just.
佢知道神系一个公平嘅神。
But this is what he struggled with. You see that last question there? Is there any way God could be just and merciful?
佢所挣扎嘅唔系话挣扎神系咪公平，而佢所挣扎嘅系话神。 怎样能够在公平当中亦都是有怜悯呢？
And most of you know the story, right? He and his son Isaac went up on the mountain that morning.
所以你睇个圣经说话嘅时候，你睇就话系亚伯拉罕佢将带住佢嘅仔以撒一齐上嘅山。
But Abraham was wrestling. He was wrestling with this.
亚伯拉罕当中心中入边都有个忧虑。
And young, probably teenage age Isaac says, "Father," talking to Abraham, "I see the fire. I see the knife. I see the wood. Hey, Dad, where's the sacrifice?"
咁以撒当时就系一个年轻嘅时候，佢同佢爸爸讲：阿伯拉罕，嘿，爸爸，我见到呢个火，我见到呢把刀，我见呢个祭坛，但系个祭物咧喺边度
？And as the narrative goes, Abraham got some insight right there from the situation from God.
就系当时阿伯拉罕就系去明白。
He didn't really understand it. He had been sitting in his tent all night. He was walking up that mountain that morning, thinking about the same thing.
阿伯拉罕其实佢自己都内心入边，佢其实喺昼夜嘅，佢都系去尝试了解呢件事件。
And you know what he was thinking about?
佢所谂嘅乜嘢咧？
God has to be just and merciful.
佢就系相信就系话，我相信神系公平嘅，但亦都系。 怜悯嘅
He's mulling that over and over and over. He must be both. How God? How is going to happen?
阿伯拉罕系相信神系一个公平嘅神，亦都系怜悯嘅神。但系神点样去解决呢个问题咧？
And so when Isaac said, "Hey, Dad, where's the sacrifice?" What did Abraham finally realize? What does the text say? He finally realized.
但系当以撒去问阿伯拉罕嘅时候，究竟呢个嘅 要宰杀嘅献祭喺边度咧？ 当时佢就开始去明白。
God will show us a lamb.
神系会显示一只羔羊。
God will provide a sacrifice.
神系会供给一个嘅献祭。
God will provide a substitute in your place, son.
系嘛？ 以撒，神会供应一个献物，会系去代替你献上。
Isaac, if the lamb dies, you won't die.
就话以撒，神会供给呢个羔羊去成为一个献祭，你就唔会死。
Abraham got the truth down. If the lamb dies, son won't have to die. What does that mean?
當時亞伯拉罕之後想就話神會供給呢個嘅羔羊去宰殺去獻祭，而佢嘅仔亦都唔需要死。究竟係咩意思咧
？Remember the narrative, Abraham's narrative takes place 2000 BC. It's way back.
大家要記住就話呢個嘅亞伯拉罕發生嘅事件係二千多年前嘅事件。
And any Israelite would be scratching their head and say, I get the principle, but I don't get how. I get the what, but I don't get the how. I don't get the how.
就是说我知道这样的事会是发生神会是去供应一个羔羊 去献上但我不明白怎样会发生
I don't see how in the world the death of this little cute little animal would get us under something we deserve
当时以色列人不能够去明白就是说我不能够明白一个羔羊怎能够去好像代替一人去献上这个献祭呢
Because Abraham knewGod was just. He knew he was guilty of ignoring God, of disobeying God.
亚伯拉罕他知道他自己是罪人，他知道自己是去得罪神。
So how could this be? How could this be possible?
怎能够一只宰杀一个羔羊能够去代替咗他们的罪呢
？And a hint is in the verses concerning Moses' faith.
个提示就系喺入边当中。
Did anybody pick it out? What's the answer?
个答案系乜嘢咧
？The Passover. Time won't allow me to explain that in detail, but I just have to give you a glimpse of verses 27-29. It refers to Moses lived many centuries later after Abraham.
个答案当中就系一个逾越节，就系话好多好多年之后，就系话喺个27-29节当中去讲到。
And Pharaoh, the ruthless Egyptian ruler.In that day, drafted the Israelites into slavery.
而当时就系话，当时嘅法老王，佢哋将以色列人，佢哋将佢哋成为奴隶，好惨嘅对待佢哋。
And the Pharaoh kept them, the Israelites, away from all the rights and privileges of the rest of the country.
而当时嘅法老王，佢对当时嘅以色列人，将佢哋嘅权所有去攞走。
And Pharaoh.The Pharaoh of Egypt was ruthless. In many cases, he did some systematic efforts to kill the Israelites.
而当时嘅法老王亦都系好有系统性嘅，将呢个以色列人嘅种族，佢真系将佢哋希望帮佢哋歼灭。
And at some point, the Pharaoh had decided to seek to kill all the newborn males of the Israelites.
而当时嘅法老王亦都系尝试嘅，将所有嘅以色列人嘅头生嘅长子都系将佢杀咗。
And his thinking was, hey.If the Egyptians killed all the newborn Israelite males, an entire generation would rise up of only female Israelites.
咪当时法老王就谂住话，如果我将能够呢个以色列嘅长子全部杀咗之后，佢哋呢一班嘅种族，佢哋就会只系能够俾女士嘅以色列人去带上。
And that would be the end of the Jews and their national identity.
就話當時嘅會將佢哋依班嘅猶太人，佢哋嘅種族能夠去喺世界上遷滅。
And so Pharaoh, the Egyptian ruler, regularly, intentionally, deliberately oppressed and did violence visited upon the Israelites.
所以當時依個法老王喺埃及嘅法老王，佢哋係真係好有系統性嘅，好慣性嘅，亦都係好。是特登的去想歼灭这班的以色列人。
And that's why God one day comes to Moses and says, Go to Pharaoh. I have a message for him.
所以当有一天就是说神再对当日摩西说你去跟这个法老王去讲我有一个信息跟他说。
Tell him to let my, and this is the most important word here, firstborn, let my firstborn son Israel, the Israelites go. Let them go.
就話依個咩信息啊？就話將我個頭生子以色列去接俾佢哋去離開。
By the way, all this is recorded in Exodus 4, and God says in Exodus 4:22, "Go to Pharaoh." Again, speaking of Moses, God says, "Go to Pharaoh. Say to Israel, 'Is my firstborn son? Let my people go.'"
依個喺個出埃及記嘅第四章第二十二節嘅記載講過，就話你要對法老王說。耶和华这样说：以色列是我的儿子，我的长子。
And in those days, the custom back in that culture was all the wealth, all the inheritance of the family would go to where? To the firstborn son.
第一就係知道就係話當時嘅文化就係話所有嘅家嘅財產係會俾到去頭生嘅長子。
See, in that traditional culture, that's the only way they felt that they'd keep the family's wealth intact.
因為當時嘅文化就係咁樣，要將所有嘅財產係俾落去頭生嘅長子，先能夠去將佢哋嘅產業去鞏固。
And that's why the firstborn son, who was sort of charged with keeping the family position in society, was given all the wealth, and so therefore the parents doted on the firstborn son.
所以咧，當時文化就話將所有嘅產業係會 pass 咗落去佢哋嘅頭生子，所以咧佢哋咧就特別去寵愛佢哋嘅長子。
Now we're not here to talk about if that's right or wrong, or if that's if that custom is right or wrong. We're looking at the historical situation here of the oppression of what God is accomplishing.Despite the injustice,
我哋唔係呢度講緊就話依個文化係啱定唔啱，但係就想話俾大家知，而當時嘅文化就係咁樣嘅，去將產業去俾到長子。
And God's making a point. He's taking this custom, which they all knew about, they all practiced, and he's saying, Pharaoh, how would you feel if someone was oppressing your, and then keyword, firstborn son?
所以我想講下就話長子嘅重要性。所以當時神就同就透過摩西同呢個法老講，就係話：若然我都係咁對你嘅長子，你會咩感受呢？
Again, challenging what Pharaoh did. Again, oppressing the Israelites, right? How would you feel, Pharaoh, if someone was assaulting your firstborn son, seeking to take his life?
而當時就明白就話，剛才所講就話法老佢點樣去對以色列嘅長子，所以神就透過摩西同佢講就話：若然我去咁對你法老嘅長子，你會咩感受咧
？What would you do？
你會點做咧
？You wouldn't be passive。
嗱，你唔會話好啊，算數咁發生就發生啦。
You would do something about it。
你會去諗辦法去解決嘅問題。
And so Pharaoh, I will not stand still. I will do something.
当时法老就话：，我一定会去对抗，我一定会去解决呢个问题。
Let my people go。
所以咧，当时就系摩西就系同佢讲就话：，法老，你俾我嘅子民去走。
And again, don't have time to explain the entire story, but there's a lot of warnings, right? A lot of warnings of Pharaoh. He's the greatest back then, the greatest man in terms of power in the entire world.
所以當時，譬如你睇嘅出埃及記當中入邊，神用咗好多嘅唔同嘅災害去俾當時嘅法老嘅警告。
His heart's hard. God sends him 9 plagues.
嚇，原來睇聖經嘅時候，你睇話神俾都係將呢個嘅好多嘅九災去降喺個法老當中當時嘅埃及嘅時間。
Much just a few lice, locusts.Darkness, things that destroy their crops.
啊，入邊當中譬如話有蝨啊，有蒼蠅啊，有蝗蟲，有黑暗，去點樣嘅去將當時嘅埃及嘅種物去點樣去攞走
？Things that destroy their livestock.
啊，將佢哋嘅要種嘅種嘢都係要去殺曬佢。
God gave Pharaoh many, many, many chances to change his mind.
神俾呢个法老好多嘅机会去改，去尝试去改。
And every time the Egyptian ruler made a promise to let the Israelites go, you know what he did? He reneged, went back on his promise.
吓，当神系俾好多机会嘅呢个法老去改嘅时候，当呢个法老真系想去改嘅时候啊，最后点啊？佢都系转硬佢嘅心，唔俾当时嘅以色列人去走。
He still kept.God's people in slavery.
佢仍然嘅將當時嘅以色列人留低作為佢哋嘅奴隸。
And so at the climax, it's in slide 5 and 6, Exodus 4 to 6. I'll just read verse 5. Here's what God does. Every firstborn son in Egypt will die. From the firstborn son of Pharaoh sits on the throne to the firstborn son of the female slave.Who is at her handmill, and all the firstborn of the cattle as well.
所以最後神點樣同呢個法老講，就係最後點樣解決，就係話凡在埃及地從坐寶座的法老，直到和子後的婢女，所有的長子及以一切投生的牲畜都要死。
and God sends out His full justice.
而就是说神最后的将这个的审判临到当时的埃及地。
Right, He sends out the destroyer, the angel of death.
神就说将这个的死亡的天使临到去当时的当中。
But there's something very different about the tenth plague.
但是这神灾神去比较这个 第十灾有一个特别。
In every case, the first nine plagues, Israel's land, Goshen, was spared, was not touched.
就是说当头那九个灾其实神去比个灾的时候那九个灾其实不临到当时以色列人的地方。
The lice, the locust, the hail, the disease, it only was brought on Egyptian's land, and Egyptians suffered.
而当时头嗰九个灾神所俾嘅系只系去影响到当时以埃及嘅地方嘅人，就冇影响到当时嘅以色列人住嘅地方。
But the tenth plague was different. God said to the Israelites, "The destroyer is coming to everybody."
但系第十灾就唔同，就话第十灾就话神呢个死亡嘅使者会临到当时嘅埃及，亦都系以色列嘅地。
And you only could be saved.If you take some evasive action,
若然你想能够去得到这个救赎、救的帮助，你一定要做啲嘢。
And so why would the destroyer, the angel of death, come now to every home, unless it was something on the doorpost, on the front of the home? Why now every home?
除非就话点解呢个死亡嘅使者临到每个人嘅家庭当中咧？除非喺个门上边有啲嘢。
It included Goshen, the Israelites' homes. Why every home?
点解神呢个死亡嘅使者临到每一个嘅地方嘅人咧
？Slide seven. It's because the other nine plagues is not really full justice.
因为当之前嘅九个灾其实唔系一个完全一个俾到嘅审判。
They were just warnings.
他们那九个灾其实只是一个警告。
They really weren't proportionate to pay back the injustice.
那刚才之前那九个灾其实都不能够完全的去给到这个的他们所做错的事的偿还。
And occasionally you see that in the Bible. God kind of gives you a glimpse of judgment day.
其实神好像很多时候在不同的地方都给我们看到究竟神是怎样去审判。
Right, he kind of like intrudes in a controlled situation, a little glimpse.
神在一个能够去掌管的时间，特别当中里边，去怎样去俾我哋睇到究竟佢想要嘅计划系点样
？He was bringing judgment day down on this land in one brief time.
佢将佢嘅审判嚟到呢个世界上。
He was literally giving people what they deserved.
佢嘅审判就系我哋所应该所受嘅。
And the Israelites.Will get it too, unless they do something.
而今次嘅就系话，就算系以色列人，佢哋都会受到影响，除非佢做一啲嘢。
And what did God tell them to do?
而神叫佢做乜嘢咧
？The answer is verse 28.
答案就系喺二十八节。
By faith, keep the Passover, and what? Sprinkle the blood.
佢就话行，他因着信。就守逾越节，行洒血的礼。
Right, you must kill the little lamb, eat the little lamb, and spread the blood over the doorpost of your home.
就话佢哋需要去宰杀呢个羔羊，一个小羊去食呢个羊，而之后将呢个血就洒喺呢个门嘅门框上面。
And if you do, the justice of death, when it comes by, will pass you over.
如果你这样做的时候这个死亡的使者就会去经过你的门不会入到你当中。
Again, the key to understand the whole event is the justice will pass you over and you'll be saved.
意思就是说将这个的审判会离开你会去解决 而你就会得到这个自由。
Let me make that absolutely clear. Everyone must take shelter under the blood.
意思就是说我们每一个人需要在个血下面当中去得到这个拯救。
And of course, as the narrative ends, the Israelites obeyed. The angel of death came past by their homes. but the firstborn sons of the Egyptians died.
而當時的以色列人，他們將他們的當時的小羊，他們灑個血，他們在門框上，他們的這個審判，他們得到這個自由，他們沒有受到傷害。但是當時的法老王，他們的長子，就是被宰殺。
In a few moments, we're going to celebrate the table of the Lamb. If you're a Christian, you know what all that Old Testament sacrifice of the Lamb is pointing to.Jesus is the Lamb of God.
我哋應該會係去領一個聖餐，亦都係其實預表咗、講表咗呢個嘅宰殺嘅羊，就係耶穌基督。
Christian, you've taken shelter under the blood. It's been paid. Your penalty has been paid.
我作為基督徒的，我們都是在這個的在血的下面的當中是得到這個自由，得到這個釋放。
The angel of death destroyer has passed over. Why? Because the blood shows justice has been done already.
這個死亡的使者，他們會經過這個有灑血的地方。為什麼？因為這個審判已經給了，這個償還已經給了。
That's what the cross is about.
這就是十架的意思。
See, we don't like, just like we don't like sin, we don't like wrath. We do not like wrath.
我們人不喜歡有受到這個懲罰，不喜歡有一個審判。
That's why we try to get rid of that doctrine, wrath of God.
所以我們不想去說聽到神裡面當中有說有什麼審判。
And we think, oh,You know, let's focus on the love. Focus on the love concept. But by doing that, you make God less loving.
我哋只係我哋可能會只係想講啊，神係幾咁愛我哋，愛我哋。但若然我哋只係去睇神嘅愛，冇睇神嘅審判，其實我哋冇睇到神完全嘅愛係點樣。
Because what did Jesus do on the cross?
我哋要去睇就話，究竟耶穌基督喺十架上所做嘅乜嘢咧？
The angel that didn't go in to the Israelites' home when the blood covered the doorpost.
而當時依個嘅死神嘅使者，佢冇去到依啲嘅屋企，依啲屋企上面係有依個羊嘅血喺上面。
Again, the reason is because he saw blood was shed already.
點解？因為死亡嘅使者已經見到依個血已經被灑。
The sword.Went down already.
死亡嘅使者已經見到依個刀已經降下。
Destruction already happened.
已經見到依個破壞已經發生。
So the angel death didn't go in.
所以依個死亡使者冇入到依個家入邊。
And God never demands two payments, right? He's just.
神係公義嘅，佢從來唔會話將你所犯一樣嘅錯唔會審判你兩次。
And that's why Christians treasure the cross, right?Because why? Yes, physically Jesus suffered. We know that. But it's like flea bites compared to what he suffered compared to the wrath of God.
而就話神耶穌基督佢自己喺依個代價係已經披上。
Because the wrath of God was visited upon Jesus in place of you.
就話依個嘅神依個憤怒依個審判已經臨到當中，耶穌基督為我哋已經代上去披上一個代價。
And so, what happened to Jesus there? The angel of death, right, didn't pass over him.
就話耶穌基督就話當時喺十架上就係發生咩事？就話依個死亡使者喺佢嘅當中上邊
crushed him to death.
而就係話依個死亡使者就係去抑壓去殺制耶穌基督。
And that's the ultimate suffering. Yes, humanly speaking, it is suffering when you get speared and when nails are in your hands. But the ultimate suffering was the wrath of God.
我哋睇睇就話當中耶穌基督佢被刺傷，佢哋佢有鞭打佢，依個係表面上嘅傷害。但係就話當中入邊其實神嘅依個憤怒係最終嘅傷害。
And the glory of God is not that His mercy doesn't need payment. His mercy makes the payment.
就係話係神嘅依個嘅恩典去代替咗依個嘅代價。
Let me close by asking you a question. Maybe you're a person who's saying, "I'm trying my best. not perfect, not as bad as others. By comparison, I do good.
我想問你一個問題，就係話你可能會諗就話，其實我唔係一個咁差嘅人啦，我有做好嘅嘢，我有做呢啲嘅嘢。
You might go to church. You might pray. You might give.
你可能係都有翻教會，你都可能會有祈禱，或者你都可能有呢個俾出嘅奉獻。
But by doing that, you're trying to appease, trying to bribe God to bless you.
但我哋系咪做嘅时候，个内心入边其实系想贿赂神，去希望神能够祝福我哋咧
？That's religion, not Christianity.
依一个系一个宗教，但依个唔系基督教。
Religion is I got to do something to appease God.
基督教意思一啲宗教就系话，我哋希望能够去贿赂神，去讨好神，先至能我哋就能够得到呢个祝福。
Christianity is God has done everything.He has propitiated his own justice.
而我相信嘅基督教就系话，我相信神佢自己去施行呢个嘅救恩，佢自己嘅去审判。
And because I received that by faith, I want to give back thanks to God.
就因为我相信神嘅审判，我相信神嘅爱，我哋就系因为一个回应我哋嘅感恩，而我哋嘅去俾出。
Father, we thank you for your word.
主，我哋去感谢你嘅话语。
On this Thanksgiving Sunday，
喺特别嘅喺个感恩节嘅当中。
And I, Lord, I pray that if anyone here doesn't know you, that if whatever I said is not in line with your word, they forget it。
主，我哋去希望喺在座当中，就算系未相信你嘅时候，唔系好明白你嘅话语当中，求主都系帮助佢。
But if, Lord, if it's in line with your truth, I pray that it would soften hearts today.
但主耶，我所讲嘅说话能够都系感动佢哋嘅心嘅时候，求主都系用你嘅圣灵喺佢当中。
That it would move, that you would move mightily to bring people to yourself.
而希望嘅就系用你嘅话语去感动人嘅心，去人嘅能够明白。
And I pray for my brothers and sisters here also.
我都喺呢个时间，我哋为到我嘅弟兄姊妹祈祷。
Because the gospel is not just.For the non-believer, it's essential to get it deep down in us so that we can live a life of faith.
而圣经亦都系俾我哋相信嘅人，都系让我哋能够透过圣经，用你嘅话语，让我哋去行我哋要嘅基督徒嘅生命。
Oh, Father, shower us with your mercy.
求主你俾你嘅怜悯喺我哋生命当中。
We thank you for your justice.
我系感谢你俾我哋嘅救恩嘅审判。
We thank you that you are both just and merciful.
我系感谢你，因为你系公义，亦都系有怜悯嘅神。
Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, Amen.
主，我哋系感谢你，我祈祷奉靠主耶稣名字祈求，阿门。